What you're about to listen to has the power to completely change your life, taking you from where you might currently find yourself to where you ought to be. This is the Word of God coming to you from Christ Family Ministry.
Been talking along the lines of God's Word and sharing and exalting. And I'm not really preaching this evening, though. Amen. Somebody said, we're going for third session. Not exactly, amen. Haven't you heard God's word tonight? Well, are you not blessed? Yeah, so, praise the Lord. Some of you just need to come out of the flesh, because I've been so blessed. Amen. And Pastor Simon made some very powerful statement that we were talking about yesterday when we were traveling. You know, I just came back and started traveling. Thank you. I enjoyed my vacation. Praise the Lord. Came back. And I was telling Pastor Simon today, Pastor Tan, they were all laughing where I was, and you know, I was somewhere. And I said, if the church like, it should burn. I'm going for my vacation. Praise the Lord. Well, I didn't want to care whether. I said, I'm going for my vacation. I don't care if they like, they should come arrest all the people while I'm away. I'm going for my vacation. Because I needed to just give myself a break. And vacation is good. So you don't understand, you've not gone before. When you go, you know it's good. Amen. So, well, I had a great time. I was chatting with Rev this morning. He said, how is your vacation going? I said, I'm back, sir. I said, how is your own going, sir? He said, he's rounding up. He's planning to go for just telling me his itinerary, Manchester, Cyprus, where it has to be. So I said, sir, I'm back. I came back on the 23rd. He said, oh, you're already in Nigeria. He said, yes. He said, and the gathering is starting tomorrow. I said, today. He said, I just love you. I said, I love you too, sir. Amen. He said, how was the vacation? I said, it was good while it lasted. But yesterday when we were coming, we were talking about the supernatural hand of God. In fact, Pastor Simon is a prophet. Amen. When I was in Abidjan, I was telling Pastor again that this thing called life, are you getting me, is the only thing that the atheist has not been able to prove, and is the only proof that there's a God, because you can reason every created thing except life. You can reason every created thing. You can go and genetically, you can go and scientifically synthesize anything now by gathering the various elements. And I was telling them the story of a professor who studied beans all his life, to a point that he synthetically produced beans in a lab that looked like the normal beans, tasted like the normal beans, are you getting me? And the only thing that made him get sick was that when they planted his own, he didn't grow. Life is exclusive to God. I see what Pastor Simon is saying today. Are you getting me? Is that the people who make significant progress that you see on the outside, they have understood spiritual things. It doesn't matter how you speak your English, they have understood something. If you understand it, you have mastery over life. But see, the devil wants us to feel that this world is just... it's just here. You know that passage you preach from is a passage I love so much. I keep asking myself, what was in Jesus' mind when he held that bread and that fish? I always ask, how was he thinking? Because he doesn't go It doesn't go in line with mainstream economics. It doesn't even make sense to carry. I don't know if you meditate. You carry 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Are you getting me? You see that you don't have any strategy apart from thanking God. Are you getting me? And you have 5,000 people to feed, and you are confident that they will be fed. You are confident. You are confident. Listen, what you have is more than enough. No, you didn't. Let me talk to the people this way. I said, what you have is more than enough. Some of us are too loaded looking for other things. If you understand how spiritual things work, you discover that you have more than enough. You know why some prayers are not answered? It's because the answers are with us. I've heard financial testimonies this year. There's a brother asked him to come and share his testimony. When we're talking about these spiritual things, you know, Pastor Simon said, what you don't release doesn't multiply. I won't call his name, so I remember when he comes, he'll share. One day in Abuja Church, after service, this brother just ran. He just walked up to me, and he's too playful, so I thought he was coming to play. So he now said, Pastor, I'm serious. He said, sir, I want to sow his seed. I knew he was serious because he sows seeds. Amen. So he brought the seed. So I want to sow his seed. He said, this is all the money I have on me. And while you were preaching, God said, I should give it to you. I said, you are blessed. He said, there's something I want. There's a business I do. It has never crossed into 6 digits. It has never crossed into 6 digits. He said, but I want it to enter into 7 and 8 digits. I said, God bless you. Thank you. As I was praying, he knelt down, he now stood up. When I was in Abidjan, he chatted me one way. He said, I can't wait for you to come back. He said, because you told us that January will come early for us in December. He said, I've started having New Year experiences. He said, as I'm talking to you right now for the first time, 7.5 million naira has passed through my account. It's in my account. So I said, amen. It's a beginning. He began to share all sorts of testimonies. This is a business he's doing. This is 6th month. No, 7th month. So people come to ask him. You see, when you hear these things, they might be telling you, see, God doesn't do tinini tanana, because you know how that thing lands. When it lands, you say it landed on my time. No, it's not like that. Oh. It can be everybody's experience, because it was designed to be everybody's experience. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes you need to become simple to understand the simplicity of how God works, so that you will not struggle. This next year we're entering into, the world belongs to you. Amen. Carry your Bibles up. Lift it up. I dare you to believe that book. I dare you. Are you hearing me? To believe this book. I dare you to believe it. It will quench your thirst. It will answer your questions. It will propel you to new heights. Father, we give you praise. This book is supernatural. This book is supernatural. Listen, let me tell you something. Yesterday, myself and Fatima, I told him, I said, you wake up so time, we're going to pray. When he woke me up, me, I needed to sleep. As I thought, I was hissing. Yeah, I don't hiss. If I'm tired, I sleep. Oh. I tell God I'll come back after. Are you getting me? So he woke me up. I just said, because I was reading the Bible yesterday. And I was not reading to preach. I was reading the Bible for reading. This time I'm telling you to read the Bible, I do it. In fact, it's a good way to sleep. Experiment it this night. Read 10 chapters of the Bible before you sleep this night. You'll be amazed how your head will be light. Are you getting me? You will be thinking, even your dreams, you will feel good. You can't read that book and have nightmares. Except God wants you to pursue a demon. If not, there is nothing. You can't read this book. It's my way of going to bed. But yesterday I was reading the book of Acts. And you know, the intrigues in the book of Acts, the testimonies, the miracles. They were just doing my head. Papa, I looked at the time. I said, I have a 4 o'clock appointment, 3 o'clock appointment. So it was past one. I had to go to bed. Amen. But you know what I noticed? When you read the Bible, it's therapeutic. It just does something to you. I said, and you know, when you are reading the Bible, there's a presence. You can tell that, look, God is truly God that authored this book. This life. If you understand, hold your Bible again. If you master this book, you will master life. Hallelujah. Let me read the scripture to us before we close. 8 o'clock is our time. Because I don't know if people say. So, Pastor Simon, thank you so much. You know, you will still minister to us, amen. He said, the word of God, let me not preach your message, amen. I was just blessed. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6. There's something I want us to do tonight before we go. That's why I say, Pastor Simon has preached my message. He's a prophet. It's not fair, amen. But there's something I want you to share. 1 Corinthians 10:6. Now these things became our example to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Next verse, quickly. And do not become what? Idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written. The people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Pause. The Bible says, the things that are written in verse 6, inside your Bible, they are for your examples. That means there are plenty issues in life. You can save yourself heartbreaks, you can save yourself troubles, you can save yourself if you just read. There are examples in the Bible you can avoid. Can I speak to you? I told you there's something I want us to do before I go tonight. There is nothing you will face that nobody in the Bible has not faced. There is no experience you will have in life that cannot be traced to a character's experience in the Bible. No. Inside the Bible, man, there's politics. So. One day I was reading the book of Esther. I said, come and see heavy plotting. It's not today people started plotting. Heavy plotting. When you talk about wicked people, it's not today. Wicked people have been in, wicked politicians, it's not today. They've been around. Read Nehemiah, the Sambalat and Tobias. You will see that there, you know, maybe you are a pastor, you have all manner of people who don't want to work with you, who are very you know, I say, have you ever done something and some people are cheering you, others are saying, those kind of people, they've always been there. They're inside the Bible. There's not, see, when you read the Bible, there's nothing new. Because sometimes I'm reading the Bible and I say, hey, see this person here, see this person here, see this person here. Some of you are inside that world, though. You are inside the world. You know, because when I read the Bible, I read it through my... You see, inside the Bible, you will read, somebody will be encouraging you. You see another person saying, it will not work. It will not work. It's not possible. I'm not talking of people outside CFC. Inside CFC, inside the gathering here, some people. You are also... There's no character that is not in the Bible. You will see everybody there. Is it warriors? They're inside the Bible. You know, one of my favorite channels recently is UFC. How many of you watch UFC? No, that channel is too good. Better than wrestling. When they break somebody's head. Go and read David's men now.
They said David had a man that will hold somebody's skull like this. Are you getting me? He will shake the guy's head out of it. This is not story, story. It's inside the, it's inside the Bible. David had one man they call Adino. They say he was a warrior. He fought until a point in time. His sword stuck to his hand. He wasn't holding the sword. The sword was holding him. It's supernatural. You know what you think is? See all these things you watch inside Lord of the Rings. It's inside. It's Bible that they started those things from. Have you ever seen a man that fought the sword refused to leave his hand? Is that normal? Some of those swords, if they give some of you, you can't carry it. They are heavy. They are very heavy. And then the Bible says it's stuck to the man's hand. As they see scriptural jazz at new levels. This is the real jazz. If you are a soldier, you can read that scripture and your gun will be stuck to your hand. Banzakawa, when you enter this Zambisa forest, I'm telling you the truth. You will dismantle all those idiots. It is not a hand. Everything you are looking for is in scripture. Every experience. I'm reading the book of Kings. I'm seeing the intrigues and plots of how they plan to remove kings. Do you know Davidson plan coup? Davidson plan coup. Well executed coup. And the coup succeeded. He was even sleeping with his father's wife. In open place, so that they will see, he embarrassed the father. I said, so David ran. This great David that killed Goliath, his son peppered him. The man ran. It's inside the Bible. With wicked advice. In fact, there's a man that said, if that man, David had an advisor. They say if he advises you, his voice is as good as God. His name is Ahithophel. You know the first thing Absalom did when he was planning the coup? It was to win Ahithophel to his side. That's strategy. You know the prayer that David made? He said, Lord, has Ahithophel gone to join Absalom? May his wisdom be turned to foolishness. That's the only way I can survive. He said, that's the only way I can survive. You see, prayer is coming into it. See, I'm telling you. So what issue are you facing in your office that you think is not in the Bible? That means there's somebody that can be raised in the office trying to frustrate you, and the wisdom of God is just to tell God that by the time that man meets the boss, let everything he tells the boss be turned to foolishness. God will turn it exactly in your favor. So the Bible you are inside the Bible. They were written for our what? They're examples. They're examples. How many of you have ever received a contract opportunity that you didn't know anything about? Oh, if not, maybe an opportunity presented itself to you and you didn't know what they ask, who can do this job? You just discovered that you don't know how to do it, but you know that this thing will produce some money. But you don't know how to do it. You are not the first. Daniel. Go and read Daniel's story. The king said, tell me. Imagine a king saying, you know, normally if a king tells you a dream and asks for the interpretation, you can form something for him. But this one, the king said, no, you will tell me the dream. How is that my business? You say you dreamt. He said, I should tell you the dream. And then I will also tell you the what? The interpretation of that dream. You know what Daniel said? Daniel didn't know it. He only said, give us time, give us 3 days. Why did he ask for those 3 days? Either way, man, we're going to die. I guess so he can as well give me 3 days. If after 3 days, man, I don't find the interpretation, you are killing us. The dream first. Are you getting me? You. So nothing changes. So sometimes when people, you come into a situation, they say, hey, you, can you ship in this product in the next? Is there anybody here that can tell us how can ship in product from France? Eh? Don't open your mouth and say, eh, from France? Ah, okay, it's not possible. Me, I've never done anything. The only place I've been to is Lagos. Don't talk like that. Oh. Just say, sir, give me what? Give me time. Am I talking to people here? Say, give me time. You say, Pastor Fanny, can you bake 2,000 cakes in 1 week?
Don't say, hey, you want me to die? Where am I going to get pants from?
Give me.
Let's say your own, you sell bread. Or you sell. Let's not even go far. Amen. You are a teacher and somebody walks up and you say, ah, you look like a banker. Do you know anything about investment banking and how we can do this? Don't say. I only wore tie. It's only tie I wore. Don't mistake tie. I'm a teacher. In fact, today is our corporate day. That's why I'm dressed like this. No. You said, yeah. Investment banking. Of course, you invest in the bank. So, amen. sit down here, everything first. You know, Pastor Tom that was telling me a story of a particular company in Makurdi. They were busy arguing about house rent, about rent. The company said, we'll pay the landlord. The landlord said, no, give us this amount. No, give us this amount. The neighbor heard. But the neighbor had an uncompleted building. You understand? The company said, we'll pay this landlord this amount. The landlord refused that. They must give him a particular amount. Meanwhile, the news now entered the ears of the other man who had an uncompleted building next to this place. He now met the company and said, company, come. You guys come. I can even take less than that amount you are giving that man that is refusing. Just give me the money and I'll give you the place. As they gave him, he rushed his building completely. I told them, come and see, listen to me. You don't need to. See, there are multiple opportunities coming to you. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Some of you will hit millions in the first quarter of 2020. No, are you getting what I'm saying? You see, you know what's going to happen to some of you? You will discover that it's easy for people to come to church as a pastor. It is easy. This money thing is not a difficult thing. You will be finding Bible stories replicating themselves in your life. Pastor Steve and I went to visit one man in Abuja. When we came out, I told Pastor, I said, there's money in this country. Don't allow anybody to tell you lies. When we entered the premises of the house, I thought the man was occupying one flat. They said everything here belongs to one man. I said, one man. When we entered the house has lifts. If you want to go to ground floor, you enter elevator, you go down. Where we entered, you know, on the ground floor, that is not the last floor. There's basement, the house goes down. When I entered the house and I saw the house, I said, hey. The man came from the lift. When one mega parlor, when he wanted to talk to us, he took us to a smaller parlor. That's when he dawned on me. After we finished talking, he gave me his card. The man is an honorable. I said, so it's not hard to meet these people. And listen, as we sat there, we're not saying, when he looked at our program, he said, these are the kind of meetings that we should be going to. Just that the president invited me, the vice president invited me for a service in this thing. But God told me, Aramid, this is your new realm that I've brought you into. So this year, have no fear. Because God will give you things you are not prepared for. He will give you things you are not prepared for. My prayer for you is that your eyes will be open to discover that, hey, this is the divine hand of God. This is the divine hand of God. Struggling, they are over. So there are examples in scriptures for you. Are you getting me?
The Bible says when the scroll was given, even Jesus read the, even Jesus read scriptures, even though he didn't go to school. So not going to school is not an excuse not to read. The Bible says he opened to the place where it was written. That means he found himself inside the scripture. See, this year we are entering into, locate yourself in scripture. Until you can say, hey, this is me. See, some of you, you will read Joseph's story, you say, this is me. Some of you will be reading about prophets, you will say, this is me. You will be reading about Esther. When you read that, you say, look, this is me. You will read Nehemiah's story, you will be locating yourself in those things. You know what God told me about Daniel one time? I was reading the book of Daniel. God told me that Daniel is a brand agent. When kings have ideas, he knows how to package and help them execute it. That's his call. Pastor, if they fly you to South Africa once to go and brand the ANC, when you come back, you'll be surprised how many people here will be waiting for you at the airport to shake hands with you. I'm telling you the truth. Plus girls who want to marry him. Waiting. I'm serious. Minister, blessing. Watch now. You will see the kind of clients you'll be dealing with in 2020. Joy, I think you are selling tickets. When you start selling tickets for, you start being the one that is handling this thing for. See, the people that the people that you admire, sometimes they don't have half what you have. They don't even know half what you know. When you're even saying something to them, you say, what? One time I said, let me signal. I said, look, until I started meeting people that don't have half the knowledge that I have. Are you getting me? And I said, no, I'm not saying don't seek knowledge. The way I'm only saying, the knowledge you have mine is enough. God can use it. Man is to be positioned. The local government chairman of Makurdi, which knowledge does he have? Is it not the former local government chairman of Boko that came for my wedding and said he will find good thing, find wife, trying to quote scripture? You all the scripture you have been quoting. Are you understanding me? That's the only scripture he knows. Oh. He will find good thing, find wife. He said it first, everybody laughed. Now, he thought maybe he was right. He said, okay, he will find something, find wife. They laughed again. This guy, all are correct. Pick anyone you want. He didn't even want to know. But was he not there? Is somebody getting what I'm saying? You see, sometimes we beat ourselves too much. Allow the grace of God speak for you. I say, allow the grace of God do what? Speak for you. Just allow the grace of God. Thank you, Lord. So these things were written for our examples. They were written for our examples. That we, let me round up, because there's something I want us to do tonight. We'll do it before we close. You see, that we do not lust after evil things. You know what evil things are? Anything that God doesn't endorse is evil. The Bible is saying you shouldn't have a strong affection for it. Don't have strong affinity for something God doesn't endorse.
You know what lust is? How many of you know what lust is? Should I tell you? Lust is pressure. Lust is not man and woman again. Lust is pressure. You know, have you ever been seeing somebody under pressure? All like Yoruba say prayer. Lust is pressure. When some men want to sleep, when some men lust after women, you know what they do? There's pressure. You know, they will be pressure. It's pressure. It's pressure. Why? Praise the Lord. Why are you all looking at me? Understand what I'm saying? It's pressure. There's no rest. There's no rest until they find rest. It's pressure. One brother was telling me that he was doing his business in the night, so, you know, he's a cab guy. So somebody, he does taxify. So this very prominent, the man looked like a prominent man sent for him. So he came, so when his car, you know, got to the area where the person was, he was wondering, who is here? So the man now, you know, said, I am where you said. He said, check very well now, you will see me. Because they were prostitutes. He saw prostitutes. So he now told the man that, I am here, but I can't see you. He said, what do you mean? Now, calm down, you can see me. Look very well. You can see me. He said, I'm looking at you. He said, hey, don't look left, look right. Look right. Towards that place where there is a bit dark. He said, I'm looking there, I can't see you. He said, what do you mean? Look. He was bringing his voice and said, calm down. Can't you see me? If you check very well, you will see me. He said, when he was squinting, when he now turned, he saw the man hiding inside the dark with face cap. Are you getting me? The man said, that man wearing face cap. He said, this man is older than his father. He was just standing there with one girl. He didn't want anybody to see him. He said, I'm the one. Yes. Come and carry me. That's lost. Lost. A prominent, I'm sure that man is a director somewhere. He wore face cap in the night. I think he's standing somewhere. He said, look at me here. Can't you see me? Come. And while they were inside the car, he snuck into the car with the girl. The guy driving the car told me that he started playing Christian music. So the girl wasn't comfortable. He was just playing Hill song. So the girl said that his mind is not there again. The man said, why? He said, are you afraid? See how this man, I'm sure that man, if he shouts in the office, hey! Everybody will run, but see the way he was talking to the girl calmly. What was the problem? Some people, it's financial pressure. When some people come under financial pressure, the things you will hear, I'm talking of Christians, the things you will hear them. A believer told me that he can do anything for money. I say, money, you can do anything for money. Jesus died for you, his blood is on the cross. You say, you open your mouth and say, you can do anything for money. They not forgive you your sins again and again. No. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's pressure that makes believers make some statement. How can you, a child of God with the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, blessed of God, say you can do anything for money? Something is wrong. I can't do anything for money. Money will do anything for me. It's pressure. You know, one of the prayers I made for some of our members, that after this 2020, we have church members that can come for meetings like this without the restraints of their office. Because you are not truly free until you are financially free. That's why I like testimonies when somebody is saying, look, I got a job, but I told them that, look, so and so day I have to do this, so and so day. See, it's possible. You can give them, so you become indispensable. You know when you're preaching, like, you know what people say? Pastor Aaron, you have hammered. You are not lying, I've hammered. I'm only giving you the hammer too. Amen. So I can hammer. I'm telling you the truth. But you must understand that if you have been following me in this ministry, I have been saying these things for many years. This is not today I started saying these things.
I've been saying these things for years. Pastor Dofan was reminding me. He said, Pastor, I remember one concert we had. You wore one oversized suit. You were shouting, money is mine. Money is mine. Boko belongs to me. Boko belongs to me. The world is mine. So I was watching that video and laughing. I said, you were laughing. Is it not real today? He said, that's what I'm reminding you. If you don't start saying some things today, tomorrow will be empty. Your tomorrow's experiences are a product of the things you are saying today. You will never hear me say I'm broke. Oh. Me. You heard what Jenemi was, MP3 was saying the other day. That it's true. One day I was running Uniagric to go and enter bus. You know how Uniagric bus running is? If you've been to Uniagric, let me show you. As I was running, the sole of my shoe just was remaining behind there. I'd already seen the seat. I carry my leg up. Get up. The sole of my shoe. They just say, guys, see your shoe, your sole, they behind. They gave me that shoe from Kano. I can't forget. You remember the shoe? I went back. See. When you believe God, there's no shame. Kai. See, you know why some of you are still saying, I'm shy, I'm ashamed. Look at where I am. It's because the thing has not entered you. If this thing enters you, and there will be no shame. You don't care what anybody thinks. I went back there. I took a stone. Bwah. I nailed the thing back, waited for the next boss. There is nobody who was laughing there today that is living a life better than the life I'm living. I know them. Some of you are too ashamed. Hey, what are they going to say? Hey, that's why you're under pressure. There are more ministers pursuing money instead of God. It's pressure. Kenneth Copeland said more ministers spend more time looking for money than doing what God asks them to do. It's evil. Evil things. A pastor called me as a child, Pastor Rome, you are my mentor, you are my father. If you don't do it, I say, hey, I'm your mentor, not your sponsor. I even told him, I said, the money you are looking for, me too. I want it. I'm looking for it. Amen. I said, I'm looking for it. I said, I didn't hide it for him. I said, there's a generator I'm still paying there. So this money I'm looking for. I looked at him. I said, I was talking to you on the phone. I said, you think ministry need will finish? There is nothing you will ever have, are you getting me, that will replace faith. Nothing. There is no appointment, no job, nothing. You know, some people say, look, thank God. Am I in CFC? Am I in CFC? I'm taking you back to basics. Are you listening to me? Somebody told me recently, a man of God told me recently, that all these years I've been trying to settle a financial thing. I don't want to get into ministry and be having financial issues. I say, God didn't call you. So I say, pastors have problems. Even people who work. Even a president has problems. Who doesn't have problems? But don't come under what? Pressure. I love what Pastor Simon said today. How many of you can be shouting money comet? How many of you can be shouting my needs are met? Are you getting me? Sometimes even with tears in your eyes and say, I know I am blessed. I know I am rich. The word of God says, blessings are upon the head of the righteous. Hallelujah. How many of you can say there is something on my head? It's called the word, the blessing. Blesses the righteous, and with favor he encompasses him like what? Like a shield. Do I have believers here? I need some of you to go back shouting. Let your neighbor hear. Money, come unto me now in the name of Jesus. I went to Reverend Ayeni's house. Sorry, I've called his name. He made throw pillows from my message, Blood Money Book. He said, my message, Blood Money Book, and Rev's message. I don't have a money problem on the throw pillow. And that one is money always comes. mighty supply. When I entered his parlor, he said, Reverend Tokola, that thing is inside the room. I said, they should make it for me. So as I'm entering my house, you've been to his house, and as I'm entering, you see it. I don't have a money problem. He said, Pastor Remy, the guy heard you said that thing. Something happened to me. I said, I don't have a money problem. I was telling them in Cote d'Ivoire, financial problem is relative. You know what I mean by relative? It doesn't finish. It's just that it's the degree that you are trusting for it that will increase. Right now, you are believing God to pay rent. If you meet Dangote and he tells you the financial needs he has, you know the difference between those men and where you are is heart. They have the audacity to go and sleep. Those men will be owing somebody 400 million naira. Eh? They will be working freely, even going for lunching. More than you, who is just owing 150, you can't sleep. It's hard. Somebody will be owing 18 billion naira. They say, EFCC is looking for him. Eh? He will still be waving his hand at the airport. Are you hearing me? Moving around, he's not thinking, where am I going to pay the money? He's not thinking. See the money that governors did, they are still campaigning. So I say they can't lock them. Ask all Jews of Kalu, where is he now? Amen. You say they can't lock them. Who are they? They will even be granting press conferences. You are owing somebody 2,000 naira, you can't come to church. And you, Jesus died for you. That guy, he doesn't even realize that Jesus died for him. Jesus died for you. See, those days are over. Amen. One day I was lying down, the devil was reminding me all the people I'm owing money. I said, am I the first to owe? Even Adam was owing. Adam sinned. It's Jesus that came and paid. Don't trouble my life. Allow me. Don't remind me about any debt. Amen. Wait, the debt that Adam was owing, who came to pay it? It's not Jesus. So God, if God either will give me the money to pay or he sends someone to come and pay it, but I will sleep. No, this year, I'm being honest with you, but I sat down. I said, wait, Aaron, at your age, why are you owing this kind of money? At your age, why? Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Can I speak to you? Forget about the issues. Let them be there, but you don't come under the pressure of issues. You know there's a difference. It's the pressure you must reject. Is the pressure, reject it. Tell anybody, reject it. Someone said, how do you handle the pressure? You handle it with praise, with thanksgiving. Father, we give you praise. So as you come for this gathering, be happy. You know, some of you are still here. You're sitting here. Okay. All right. Pastor Tom says the word. I agree. Pastor is even looking at me as though I don't read the Bible. God knows I read Bible. God knows I read Bible. If you read, then why are you bothered? I saw one video recently on Instagram. I had a good laugh. They looked at one girl, you know, some lucky girls were passing. They say she's fat. He said, "Na fat, I fat. I no sick." So I know key person. My father, my only father, I know key person. Maybe I know key person. I thought about it. I said, welcome to think about it. Allah, rest. Am I talking to somebody? Sometimes we are too bothered about. Husband is putting wife under pressure. Pressure is putting, wife is putting husband under pressure. If you see two of them, they are stressed. You can't even come to church and praise God. Behaving like Jezebel.
Are you not the king? Kill the boy. Pressure. If not, can't you grow a garden? See what pressure makes people do. Can't you just go and grow your garden? Say, kill the boy. Kill him. I've not traveled much, but the few places I've been to in my life, everybody cries for money. Others is marriage. Need of marriage. Marriage. I am 36. I'm not yet married. So by worrying, does that make you marry? Say, nobody has toasted you. So what? Is it not when they toast you, you now agree? Are you getting me? Will you go and toast me? I heard the story of one woman. She said one day she got tired and got up and just said, look, God loves me. He said, God, I'm taking you out today. He said, I'm going to ask you out. She went to the restaurant, paid for a seat, sat there, ordered this thing, because it's a table for two. So they were wondering, everything was served to people. She was talking to God like God was talking to her. A guy sat there. This is after believing God for a husband for years. You're just telling God, he said, I love you. In fact, the guy was just wondering, who can be this woman be just enjoying herself all by herself? Are you getting me? Meanwhile, this guy said that this other guy that I was watching said that he has been dating different women, and their issues like they are never satisfied. But here is somebody satisfied, enjoying herself. Are you getting me? Talking to herself, enjoying herself. He started following her. It was such an honor for him to marry her. See, can I speak to you? If you don't like yourself, nobody will. The Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. So if you don't love yourself, you'll not find a neighbor that will love you. I was talking to his sister. I said, my mother is always troubling that I'm not married yet. I said, she should give you her husband now. Marry your father. If the thing is disturbing her like that, she should carry her. I was wrong. You don't bother yourself. You see, it's when you take your hands off the wheel. See, my mates are going where now? Where did you put meat before you started the journey? Are you getting me? My mates are leaving me. Don't lust. Come under pressure. See, sometimes you need to look at it and say, you devil, I reject your word. I reject your pressure. I reject it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, sir. You know the antidote for it is what Pastor Simon said. It's Thanksgiving. If you look at this year, God has been too good. God has been too good to you. But because you are so preoccupied with too many things, you fail to appreciate what he has done. That's why you have not genuinely given God thanks. See, all this praising God. You know, Della, you blessed me today. When you're leading, what was that second song you sang? Yeah? I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah. You know, if you look at some people's faces, you know that they didn't see any goodness. They can't see. I have seen the Lord. Wait. I do something for you. You know how human beings are now. Some of you get offended when you do something for someone and the person doesn't say thank you well. You know, the person said thank you. He said, you know, I gave him that money. He just said thank you. You know, I gave the guy 50,000 naira. Guess what he did? He just said, thank you. He didn't even look at me. He collected it with left hand and said, thank you.
you are angry that your car did not start. Didn't you start? Are you no more than a car? You know people who have cars, and those cars mean nothing to them where they are right now. They are inside oxygen. Here you are, you start. In fact, the way you even sleep on the bed, no other person can join you. Are you getting me? Because you are rolling here, you are throwing Chinese. Only you on the bed. Thank you. God is good to me. See, it's in praising God for the simple things that the devil wants you to take for granted that you see the mighty manifestations of your biggest desires. I was complaining about how different people were calling me and asking me for money. God said, Aaron, you should be grateful that you are even somebody that they can ask for money. Some people, nobody even look at them to ask. When they look at it, they say, he doesn't have. Are you getting me? He doesn't. Amen. You know what I've discovered about successful people who work with God? They are grateful people. See, if you see Bishop Oyedepo dancing, with suit, if you see that man with all his churches and everything, I say, God, I repent. Some of you, your house fellowship, they are not up to four people in yourself. Are you getting me? You can't. They are praising God. I have seen the Lord's goodness, his mercy and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Gratitude must proceed from the heart of. Pastor, if you say I've been dancing, God told me this month, he said be dancing. You know, I just take my phone and play. I created a playlist. There's this guy called Testimony Jagger. Have you ever heard of him? Have you ever heard of Testimony Jagger? You know, you need to get this thing. Cover. The guy plays Fuji. Real Fuji. Testimony Jagger. Sometimes his song is just to be jumping. No, I don't want to jump. Testimony Jagger. I want to feel. I told Wifi, I said, Wifi, I like hip hop. But I discovered that I'm a real Nigerian. There's something about that other flow. I said, so your next album, if you have songs like this, I'll be playing it always. All these things, I know you're a T-boy, you'll be talking like it's somebody from New York. Are you getting me? Yeah, I'm fine. You got it. It's not every time. There are people that understand. Yo, get it, man. What's up? I know they that in testimony. If you enter that realm, I feel myself. I don't want to pretend. I'm not a white man. Anything that works for you, but praise God. Carry your leg and feel yourself. You see, learn to praise God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Then look at what he's saying. They say, and all that is within me. That means my emotion must go with it. Stand up. We cannot end this 2019 like God has not done something. Say the girl broke your heart. He didn't break your heart. If she truly broke your heart, we'll be burying you. You are alive. He didn't break your heart. Say, I have heartbreak. What's the heartbreak? Amen. She only refused. Amen. He said, she's just playing with the heart. She's massaging your heart. Amen. I was telling them in my car, they were laughing. I said, my wife has told me that she won't marry me one time now. I can never forget that day, September 11th. That was the same day the World Trade Center fell. I was in Pastor Monday's house. I purged instantly. So there's nothing you go through that I've not seen. I've seen it. Purge. But you know, you can ask her. She was shocked. She came to church that evening. I was dancing. That was the day Faith Adventure started. So what shocked her was that she said, so this thing didn't enter me. Listen, oh. you not you on this earth can stop me from praising God, though. Are you the one that born me? Praise the Lord. Nothing, no. Some men will say, I love this guy. I love this guy. I can't live without you. As if marry somebody you can live without, though.
Oh yes.
If the person die, you will continue. Wait, you think that if I die, my wife will not continue? She will continue. Marry somebody you can live with, not somebody you can't live without. The only person you cannot live without is God, not a human being. I love my wife. She knows I love her. But to say I can't live without her, what? So she said, what will I do? You'll be surprised. So a lot of times when men are crying, what I can't do without my wife. You give them 9 months. Are you getting me? They will be able to live with another person. Some is 2 months. She asks them, they will go scripture. The Bible says it's not good for a man to be alone. I'm like, no. There's a popular geo in this country. His wife died. I thought that man would not marry again. After a while, they said that, hi, Baba is married again. Well, you're walking, see, gently. I said, so some people are not too old for love. Are you with me? Yeah, yeah, just wasting your time saying, I can't live without you. Why not? He's secretary. I don't want to do deductions. Amen. The Bible said the only place to praise God is here. In the land of the dead, the dead can't praise Him. That means life is a gift. Kai, am I talking to somebody? Life is a gift. And as we are praising God, some of you, even before the crossover service, before the crossover service, your testimony will still manifest. Tell your neighbor, I'm done complaining. No, I didn't hear. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm done complaining. You know, some people were calling me, Pastor, I can't come for the gathering. Hey, I say, no problem. It's not when you bath that I drink water. Are you getting me? I can't come, I can't come. I say, don't come. Don't know my business. As you have come here this night, has he added to my CV? Who is blessed? Is it not you?
Yes, sir.
See your head. Amen. He said, you can't come. I said, when you come, you are helping me. You're not helping me. Stop giving me long stories. Story, I can't come. So you're going to be thankful to God. You say, my fellowship, we ended with 10 people. 10. 10. And you're not thankful. 10 people stood up and came to your church. 10 people stood up on their own. You have jazz now. 10 people. How many people have 10 people following them? Yeah, yeah, complain about car. You have people who say, anytime you need me, call me, I'll come and pick you up. Is it not something to give God thanks for? No, sometimes we complain too much. If they don't give you the right seat, you want to sit as a pastor, you're angry. See, as I came, see where they went and kept. Who are you? You say they served down and water, they didn't serve me. They don't know how long I've been laboring here. Which labor have you labored? There are other people who have not. Which labor? Places where I've preached, they kept me inside some bad hotel. Someone was asking me, Pastor, how did they keep me inside this car? I said, just a few days. The guy people say, the visitor that you know the day is going, nothing he does offends you. So you should not treat suffering as though it's eternity. It's a light affliction, which is but for a moment. Should I talk to you? When Manasseh was born to Joseph, you know what he said? Amen. He said, the Lord has caused me to forget the sufferings and the sorrows of my father's house in 2020, in the season you are entering. God will lavish so much abundance, bring you to new status, elevate you. You will not even remember that there were days when you were hated, there were days when you suffered.
Glory to God. Do I have one grateful heart here tonight? Let me hear you lift a shout of praise. If God gives you $1 billion, if God gives you $1 billion now, how are you going to react? You, you see, you're just pretending. See, that's why they'll be pretending. But about some of blessed memory, the daughter told me that every time I'm shouting money comment, the father will say, God, give this boy and his children money, let me rest from his house. Sometimes we'll be after service in Gado, we'll be walking in front of his house, money coming. So the daughter told us when he started coming to church that one day the father said that, oh, this pastor Romeo and these children, God, give them this money so that they will not disturb me. People will help you to prophesy. People will help you to rejoice. They said we were pretending. They said we were pretending, but pretend. But Adam told us this night that our part is the easiest part. I said, if they give you $1 billion, how will you rejoice? You know, some of you don't know what $1 billion is. Either you don't know it, or you have not caught the rhema. $1 billion. Bros. One bill. But I see $1 billion, my own $1 billion. No loan, no. Wait, you don't understand what I'm saying. See, if they give you $1 billion, if they give you $1 billion, you can be spending $1 million every day for the next 3 years plus. You don't understand what I'm saying? 1.5 years. If they give you $1 billion and they say it's in your room, you can be spending $1 million every day. Close to 4 years every day. You just send you. That means you are. I'm talking about someone who doesn't have vision. Amen. You know, you don't have vision. Even in your squandering, you can be assured of spending $1 million every day, without every day, and the money is there. And God. See, we are see, from today, when we come tomorrow, the day after, this year, we are rejoicing into 2020. Yeah. That's what God told me. We are rejoicing into 2020. See, we're not entering into 2020 looking for mercy, looking for... No. Can I get a witness? Say, I have my money. I have my house. I have my companies. I have my cars. I have my
my staff. I have my workers. They are here. They are here. They are here. See, all things have come together for me. Glory! Glory! I told you I know what God showed me. Some of you will run like this. You wake up tomorrow morning. The apostle said, why do you think it a hard thing that the Lord will raise the dead to life? When I saw dead Kenana come back to life, look, there's nothing. Can we do that one more time? Forget. I told you that what you have is more than enough. There are people who are baking for government house. If you taste their cake, you will cough. I'm telling you the truth. If you taste their cake, you will cough. The game took me to one place. If you see the Polish place, they say they bought cake there. It was carton that was on. I say, so what you have, is more than enough. You are here crying that you've not gotten admission. That's why your life cannot be. The former governor of Kogi said, the one that died, Abubakar, which school did he go to? Which school? Which school? Some of these lawyers that are inside Senate, you know them. They've never handled a case. Up to now, they still have other lawyers that are reading cases. What? You know that it didn't pass. So what I'm saying, one senator from Zamfara, the other time, he couldn't construct one correct sentence. I said, this life is not... I said, I'm not doing badly. Ignoramus! What I'm saying about the physical... They were even laughing at him when he wanted to talk, and the guy was bold. I've seen an evil under the sun. I've seen slaves on horsebacks and princes walking. You hear me? So, Pastor John, don't bother. I've seen pastors who don't know how to pronounce certain words. Is it not one wedding we went for in Lafayette that one pastor came there and said, with you, brother, sister, I don't want to say what he said. Take so and so for wedding. But if you see how he was stood up, so I said, this thing is not even English. Amen. I'm telling you, it's not English. Yeah, you know, you will preach a message. Instead of being happy, you will be wondering, were they blessed? If you like, don't be blessed, though. If you like, don't be blessed. I've done my best. The next one will be better. Praise the Lord. If you like, don't be blessed. I'm telling the truth. The only time I blame myself is when I've not preached well. But I preached well. I prepared. I prayed. Are you getting me? I waited upon God through the night. And I've preached. You say you are still not blessed. Are you getting me? Put God inside your parlor. It's my best that I've done. You know, before I used to be troubled. You know, when you are younger and things bother you, you go to a place, somebody will come and preach. Somebody will come and say, that was a message that transformed my life. You preach your own, they'll say, thank God, that was a good message. You say, wow. They don't, you say, I'm not anointed. Now you call me. I told you how one guy met me. 1 year I preached. He was looking at me. The following year I preached, he met me and said, Pastor Rami, your preaching has improved. See, your preaching. He said, your preacher has improved. I said, thank God. He said, thank God, that's improved. Okay, I'm not called to do preaching competition, though. The worst any of you can say after this service is that you were not blessed, or you were blessed. You say, I was blessed. If you like, don't even come tomorrow morning, I'll still be here. The only one that made me general overseer is God. And if you sack me, I will go across the road there. Are you getting me? And start preaching inside that bush. Some of you will still come and join me there. I see. So you guys don't pressure me. Amen. Don't pressure me. Don't pressure me. One sister we had great plans for walk up to her and say she's leaving our church. I say, okay, which one are you going to now? I will beg you, don't go, don't go. Stay. We won't be giving you a package. If you stay here, go. Go. Amen. I'm begging. Go. Before you were, I was preaching. I have been preaching, you never blow. So what should I do? It's not to keep preaching. Should I hear explode? Eh? Have you blown? Give the Lord a shout of praise.
We know that you were richly blessed by the teaching you just heard, and we encourage you to give attention to every bit of it, because that brings you another step closer to amazing testimonies. For more life-changing messages like this one, visit www.christfamilyministries.org.